The Kinky Cocktail Hour is brought to you by Motor Bunny, the world's most powerful saddle-style vibrator that offers fabulous creative sexual experiences. We use it and it rotates, it vibrates, and it delivers mind-blowing orgasms. Enjoy Motor Bunny as your favorite sex toy. When you order the Motor Bunny, multiple attachments are included along with the Link controller, which allows wireless control from anywhere. Motor Bunny is the world's most powerful saddle-style vibrator on Earth. Use the link in the show notes and spice up your sex life with a Motor Bunny. You're listening to Kinky Cocktail Hour, a conversation between adults about sex-forward relationships, kinky lifestyles, and frank communication. If you're under 18, please stop listening and visit scarletteen.com. I'm Lady Petra, and my pronouns are she, hers, and we.
I'm Saffa Master, and my pronouns are him, his, and we.
And this is Kinky Cocktail Hour.
Cheers! Cheers!
Okay, what are we drinking today?
Simple, because it's 70 in Seattle, and we're going to have a Campari and gin. So just equal parts of Campari and Tanqueray London Dry mixed together in ice, so it gets chilled. Cold is always good. Put ice balls in a rocks glass, and then strain the mixture out of the mixer tin into each glass, and then you express the oils of a garnish of orange peel.
There you go.
And then shove it inside.
Yeah. Ooh, it's really lovely, actually.
Yeah. And it's a, you know, a sibling to a Negroni. Yeah. It's only missing the sweet vermouth.
Yeah.
So.
Good stuff.
It's just a different way of having it. It's good.
It's a great aperitif, really, is what it is.
Yeah. The Kinky Cocktail Hour is brought to you by Slub USA, the world's strongest, most powerful male masturbator. Visit Slub USA at slub-usa.com. Today's conversation is brought to you by WeMinder, a behavior chart app for kinky couples like us. Learn more at WeMinder.app.
You know, we've probably talked to at least a dozen folks in the hot wife, cuckold, bull lifestyle over the years. Definitely one of the more popular topics in the kink community. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as lifestyle kinksters ourselves, we sort of identify with some of the elements of what's needed to create a lifestyle, right?
Exactly.
So today we have at least three of the four guys involved in a new podcast called Cuck My Life.
Oh, and that's exciting.
It is, yeah. And these are cuckolds who are really lifestyle oriented, but are demystifying that whole world.
Which is good.
Which is really what's needed, because that's what we're all about. So I want to welcome Hopeful, Hubs, and Ozzy to the conversation. So guys, welcome.
It's nice to see you again, Saffer.
Thanks for having us. It's great to be here.
Yeah, thank you.
You're more than welcome. We're delighted that you're all here. I guess the first question is, what is Cuck My Life? What is that podcast all about?
We are a group of friends. We connected through Twitter like so many other people. We created a little DM room. Think of it as a cuckold support group. We have, I don't know, there's like 55 guys in there. Some of them are very active. Some of them are inactive. But we encourage each other. We hold each other's hands when we're having a hard time. We live in a world where we support one another. And through that, we ended up doing video cocktail hours. We'd sit together on Zoom and just chat, and the conversations were fun. And what we decided was that the community might appreciate hearing about this lifestyle from our perspective. There seems to be a lot of cuckoldresses or hot wives who have entertaining podcasts, a couple of bulls who are doing it, like Michael C. and the guy who ran the Stag Stable. I think he was out of Arizona, but not a lot of lifestyle-centered, cuckold-centric podcasts. And what we wanted to do was talk about this lifestyle from our perspective with people we appreciate and with ourselves.
I love it. You know, it sounds like a very similar way to the way our podcast began, too, because our conversations over cocktail after we seen was the precursor to our podcast, because we were like, we're having great conversations, we should share these. So I totally get the world of, you know, what created it.
How long has the podcast been out, guys?
Since Tuesday.
Nice.
So we drop 5 episodes on Tuesday.
Yeah.
And we're going to drop one every Tuesday going forward.
Oh, good. Good for you.
So let's throw the question to Hubs. You know, what was your consideration coming into this experience?
Actually, you know, Hopeful just mentioned Michael C. We had been in the lifestyle a very short time when the pandemic hit. And when it did, as all of us sort of did, we were looking for a place to have community, a place to stay connected. And so we're actually on a Discord group that Michael C. had launched. And we met a ton of people that are still our friends today. But that sort of kindled in me a recognition of the value of community and having folks of like mind that we could share with, talk about activities, you know, sort of plumb the depths of the lifestyle in ways that we hadn't had the opportunity to. So that was sort of an unexpected benefit of being locked down. But it also just opened the door of curiosity for us to maintain those kinds of contacts and relationships. So when the guys approached me about taking a little group of us offline to create some content to fill a need, I just thought it was an awesome idea. Plus, I love these guys, and that just gets better and better for me all the time.
That's awesome. Yeah, I hear in your sharing this connection to a lifestyle community as being advantageous. So, Ozzy, what was your contribution to that lifestyle aspect of this?
Well, yeah, look, I suppose like Hubs, I was pretty fresh to the lifestyle and even just Twitter. I wasn't even on Twitter before that. And I just kind of stumbled across it. I'm not entirely sure how, but essentially I found Hopeful. You know, I found a couple of the other guys and we just, I found that I needed support. I needed really some emotional support where I could talk with some like-minded people where, because I was going through it. I was in the thick of it. We'd really just started, and the emotional sort of toll it was sort of taking was very significant for me. And finding a tribe, finding people to talk to and explain what was happening and how I was feeling and getting that sort of support was actually just pivotal in terms of my, I suppose, stability and continued lifestyle journey. So I wanted to take that feeling, what that was, and help others and find, you know, give other people an outlet where if they felt like they didn't know what to do or how they were going to progress or how they could even approach this, give them an outlet, give them something that they could take some info and learn from actual cucks, not, as Hopeful said, other corners of the lifestyle.
I'm so taken with this because I've been doing some other areas of research, and what you all are expressing about this community, having this connection and community with something that actually relates to how you're living your life, that is like the number one item on the list of longevity. Like, it's the number one thing of anything, not just having water and sex and food. The longest one is community. And so it's just so powerful that most of us have been in isolation or silos while we're trying to figure out our sexuality and how we identify. And this is just super magical that you guys are doing this. So bravo.
Yeah, definitely. Tell us about the podcast.
Sure. This is what it basically boils down to, Saffer. There's 4 of us. Poor little white boy could not make it here today. But the 3 of us plus Poor, we get together. And what we do is we talk about topics within the cuckold lifestyle. So, for example, on Tuesday, we're going to drop an episode about how to find a bull. None of us really know how to find a bull, but we talked about it anyway. We're doing interviews with people in the lifestyle, some bulls, some hot wives, but we'd really like to talk to cuckolds more because they don't tend to get a lot of play out in the podcast world. And we want to show the world from our perspective that what we're doing is completely normal and that it's, if you're trying to do it, that there's nothing wrong with you.
Got it. Okay. So is the structure that one of you leads a conversation, or is it all just kind of like 4 guys sitting around a bar having beers, talking over each other?
Yeah, we actually, where we landed on that, Saffer, is we rotate. And so in some cases, I mean, there's no pre-planned order to it. And so in some cases, if it's a topic that one of us is either more interested or certainly more familiar with, then it's likely that that's the natural person to choose to lead that discussion. And then, you know, we literally just, you know, kick the ball around from that point, but we do sort of a point of contact for each episode to just try to maintain a little bit more sense of order.
Yeah, I think with our guests as well, we don't just try and just have a guest that just on talking about themselves. We're trying to make it so that there is a poignant sort of discussion or topic around that. So a recent episode we had Drew Marston on, and it was essentially about the race play aspect, or about understanding that a little bit more and why it was a thing, and getting someone who is obviously in that area, or I wouldn't call an expert, but you know, was under that guise. It makes for a good discussion, good topics. We talked about other stuff as well. We always veer off topic, but that's the point. It's a bit more of a discussion.
It's a conversation. We're having conversations with people in the lifestyle. We're trying to find people that have an interesting take. Aussie already told you a little bit about our race play conversation with Drew Marston, which is available right now. We just had a conversation with Roxy Dover about how she practices a lifestyle, and she is out and proud about trying to normalize cuckolding. We also talked to Blonde on the Bay, and she's living her life open. People in her life know exactly who she is and what she does. And those were conversations that we wanted to have around how other people navigate this lifestyle, to show people who are maybe new to it or considering it that there's more than one way to do this.
For sure. Well, we totally agree that there's no right way to be. You know, our experience is that the folks who enjoy their full self-expression as sexual creatures are the happiest folks around. And I'm confident that that'll be true in your meanderings through, you know, your conversations as well. Ozzy, I'm interested to know what you've discovered from the technical side of podcasting that you didn't know before.
Well, I guess the complexities of sound are continuing to explode my mind. It's been a significant challenge, but also really rewarding. You know, just being able to really just take some of these conversations and really pluck out some of the I suppose the points of wisdom, and some things are just really impactful for me. You know, sometimes we'll just, you know, one of the guys like Poe just brought out a line just really about the sexual empowerment of women that is really what we're, as cuckolds, what we really want, what we're really looking to achieve. And it just really blew me away sometimes. So yeah, that's probably the biggest thing, I guess, just recording something and having it be really what I see as being just really gold.
Yeah. Gets out in the world. People listen to it. I'm imagining you're all watching your downloads like crazy.
Yeah, every day. We can't help it. But no, look, it's also one of those things. Like it's across so many, you know, we've got it across lots of platforms. It's, you know, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, you know, like there's 10 platforms. So tried to make it as easily downloadable and digestible by everyone. So yeah, look, it's great fun to watch. And I think even on our followership on Twitter, we overtook Hopeful's followers in a day. So I think it is gaining some traction. We're really happy about that.
No, that's awesome. You know, you've arrived when you no longer care about your downloads.
Yeah, well, hopefully I suppose it's also just, you know, we're doing some polls and some of those sorts of things as well, just trying to really gauge our audience. And I guess that's the bigger point, and you guys would be able to tell us, like, as your audience grows, understanding your audience can become a little bit difficult because it gets so big. So we are also trying to really appeal to not only cucks and cuckolds or cuckold wannabes, but also to hopefully to some hot wives, to some women who have, their husband may have brought this up to them, or there was a, you know, it's that the subject has come around and they want to know what is it that really drives these men to want to do this sort of stuff. And instead of it being based on fantasy and porn and all these other things, which I think would probably turn off 95% of all women that were interested, hopefully if they come to us or they find us, they'll hear a voice of reason.
Yeah. Well, it is true. You know, there is an audience that's narrowly targeted for your conversation, but, you know, human sexuality is a conversation everybody's having. And that's sort of what our frame of reference is that rather than try and cater to the the community at large, our conversations more about informing our own journey, if that makes sense. And so, you know, when we listen to folks like you, we're listening to it with a filter of how does that fit for our life, you know, and that's kind of our personal mission in our podcast. So we've done things like movie reviews, and we've done things like poetry readings, and we've reviewed books. And mostly we just find conversations with others really stimulates our own internal conversations about our sexuality.
Well, for us, Saffron, more than anything else, what we're looking for here is to have great conversations. And if a million people download it, great. That we'd certainly love it for it to be successful and for Osby's work to make sense. But realistically, what we're trying to do is have interesting conversations that might resonate with the people who really need them.
Yeah, for sure.
Keying off of something that Os said just a minute ago about reaching to hot wives also. As Hopeful said, we're not necessarily about the numbers. We would love it if it got spread far and wide. But as someone who sort of struggled, I guess, for lack of a better term, along with my wife to get to the point that we are over literally decades, for me, if we're able to reach one wife and help her understand by virtue of our conversations a little bit more and get a little bit more insight into maybe what's going on in her husband's brain that's causing him to ask her to do these crazy things that she never imagined in her wildest. If we can impact one couple's existence with what we're doing, man, I just think that's gold.
So that raises a question for me. I'm wondering if you find or you found in your conversations over the years that this lifestyle is stimulated more by the men than the women.
So generally speaking, Saffron, the way that we see it going more than any other way is the man brings the idea to the woman and the woman figures out how it works. One of the things that we want to be is a resource for people who are trying to figure this out because it's complicated. Like Ossie said, and let's be clear, Ossie is a major league cuckold. Like, he's not playing in the small park. He's in the big ballpark.
Ah, stop.
Yeah, well, you are. You're special. And what we want to do is get those stories out so that people understand that this lifestyle, we're just regular people who like to have sex a little bit differently. We want the cuckolds and especially their partners to be able to come to our site, to be able to come to our pod and get information, thoughtful conversation, and a little bit of encouragement that we're just regular people, just like you.
Sure. If you were collectively to define the lifestyle, it sounds to me like the conversation is the cuckolds want a particular frame with their partner, but it really is about the sexual power of the hot wife as she explores who she is as a sexual creature. Does that capture it?
Yeah, I think so.
That's 100% correct.
I think that's a nail on the head.
Right. So the guy can bring this up, but until she's ready to do it, until she's ready to invest, you're not going to get anywhere.
Yeah, I think that's the key point is that he may start with it. This is, you know, really part of one of the ongoing continual themes about the podcast. It's that the fantasy is so small compared to actually what reality is like and where it will get to.
We just dropped an episode on porn versus reality, right? What does cuckolding in porn look like versus what does it look like in real life? Let me just tell you, in porn, they're not cleaning the bathroom half as often as I am.
Yeah, I did a release on my Twitter, or a post on my Twitter, which I saw something which just made me laugh, which was about like a Saturday night movie. And it was like the picture of the Jaws, the traditional Jaws poster, except it was the face of an iron and it said chores. And I'm like, yes, that's a podcast. That's a cuckold movie if ever I've seen one. You know, like that's what we great. Do. And I think that's the point that I was making about the fantasy is that there seems to be this sort of feel that if a husband wants to get cucked by his wife, that she is giving it to him. And that is just not the case. She's not giving it to him. They're doing it together, and it's actually her that will change, and her power and her, the way that she looks at him and the way that he sees her, it will change really dramatically. And I don't think, as a guy with a cuckold fantasy, you can actually see that at the fantasy stage. When you're at the fantasy part, you won't see it. It's when it actually happens, or when you start to see the power in her grow, that you'll realize how amazing it is.
You know, we're not down on porn. Porn has its place, to be sure. One of my favorite memes about porn that circulated the internet, it says, porn gives housewives an unreasonable expectation of how quickly the plumber will arrive when she calls. But in that regard, you know, our version, and I'm not going to say what decade we're talking about, but you can draw your own conclusion. But for Sarah and myself, our version of porn was Letters to Penthouse. And sure, that's the thing that caused us to want to dip our toe in the water. But I will say that just like modern day video porn, the expectations that were set were pretty unreasonable. And we kind of paid a price back in the day in trying to get started with it on that account. So
this lifestyle is all about evolution.
Yeah, and it's really just telling for me, because I see it as something that people have a choice or are interested in doing, because people do lots of things sexually, right, that I may or may not be into. But what it really comes down to is this is a power exchange.
Absolutely.
So yeah, since I've played both sides of the slash, that's all I'm hearing is, of course, it's going to evolve based on where your dominant's going to lead you in the power. And that, yes, it is not just the dominant making all the decisions. It is a we thing, because a dominant is not a dominant without a submissive, and vice versa. It's the same with hot wives and cucks, because we're talking about the difference of power versus control. And when you're, hopefully, if you're in a loving marriage and you choose this route, any route with power exchange, that you're both in it. There's agreements. You're both moving in the same direction. And where it evolves to, you're right, where we have evolved our power exchange is locations that I have never seen anyone write about. I don't know. I've never seen this before.
One of our goals is to make that distinction and talk about reality. I mean, that's the one thing that keeps coming back on over and over again on our pod is reality, authenticity, etc.
That really is where sexuality lives, right? You can only pretend to be something for so long. And if you're living a lifestyle, that's not going to be very long, you know? So it occurs to me that the power exchange conversation is probably the right conversation to engage on. So in the world of kink, the power exchange conversation is built around agreements and around negotiation and so on. So how does that all work in the cuckold experience?
Well, Saffir, every cuckold couple is a little bit different. It's funny, when we first started doing this, we started talking about who we are as individuals, because we're all a little bit different, right? Aussie is in what could be deemed a polyamorous relationship of some sort. Hubs, his partner, Sarah, is just playing and having a great time. And I live more of a femdom lifestyle. Poe is just, well, he's probably high. But realistically, we are all in the same lifestyle, living very similarly, but also very differently in how we process what we do. But we're still able to help one another. And we thought, because we could help one another, maybe we could provide that kind of reassurance and comfort to others who are trying to figure this really fantastic and satisfying and romantic lifestyle on their own. Maybe we could help them.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's definitely the case that the elements of the lifestyle exist for all of you, but the devil's in the details. And like you said, you know, different strokes for different folks, and all of it's good because there's no wrong way to be, which makes total sense to me. So I think this is a really wonderful consideration to build a podcast around something that's really not thoroughly talked about in the media around the hot wife lifestyle. So let's do this. Ozzy, why don't you tell us about where the pod is downloadable and what's coming up next and what you've got on track?
Yeah, sure. So we're available through Apple Podcast and Spotify, so we're definitely there. In terms of what's coming up, so I suppose one of the key points that I've found with this lifestyle was that I have always felt that I had a fairly sort of, call it a kinky side brain, you know. I always had quite a bit of sort of fantasy, nothing that ever sort of let you know, that I really let out or that was really affecting me too much, but always, you know, had a bit of a flavor and an eye for some kinky things. And now that we're in this really open communicating relationship, and it started with cuckolding, but it flowers and blossoms out from there, where we can actually talk. I can talk about some of the things that I have fantasies about. And as I come across other fantasies or other things that just catch my interest, they don't have to be things that I can just go, well, that's nice for those people. You know, I can think, well, actually, maybe that's something that we could try or that I could get into. So our topics of conversation are going to continue to grow and grow, because it really just moves more into the lifestyle of kink and that sort of realm, well beyond cuckolding, because when you add thirds and sometimes fourths and that sort of stuff, the sky's the limit with where we can go with it. So we've got Crystal Welsh is one of the friends of the show, so she's coming up soon. A bunch of other different guests from, as Hopeful said, from different aspects of the lifestyle. But yeah, also we're trying to ground the podcast by having some discussions just between us about the good times, the bad times, like what are the challenges? How do you go about managing a family? How do you go about being outed, you know, to the public or to friends or family or whatever? So there's definitely aspects of the lifestyle which can be fearful, that can be bad times. And we don't want to shy away from those and polish everything to make it look so, you know, gleamy and shiny. Sometimes there's some challenging aspects that we also want to cover.
Sure.
You just said something, Ozzy, that resonates with where we're at, because we've been doing lots of reflection on the next phase we're in and that kind of thing. And what we noticed is, and this would not have been what we said maybe 3 to 4 years ago, we were deeply into the kink lifestyle in our assigned roles, if you will, agreed upon roles. And now as we look back from the place we're in now, it's amazing because, yes, we're still all those things. And for us, that was the gateway to our exploration. Like, yes, we are, you know, power exchange. We have that in our past. But where we've ended up now through this deep dive is a place I couldn't have predicted, obviously. And we know that kink was our gate to it. You are normalizing and demystifying and taking the shame away from being cuckold and hot wife. And that's
the goal.
We don't want the shame out there. We want
that's the goal.
To normalize.
One of the things we tell, absolutely, one of our taglines for our show is be curious, not judgmental, in the Walt Whitman and Ted Lasso sort of vein. And the other thing that we say when we talk about the show is that it's for cucks and people in cuck adjacent lifestyles. We've got plans interview a gay cuckold husband in the next couple of weeks in association with what we're going to try and do for Pride Month.
Yeah.
We're trying to explore and normalize different aspects of the lifestyle in a way that will be informative, educational, and most importantly, entertaining.
Yeah. I mean, it's good. You know,
it's so good.
Anything that demystifies sexuality is a good thing. Yeah. I think you're on to a really interesting journey with the podcast. You're going to discover conversations that open up just, you know, new areas of interest for each of you and maybe all of you. It'll be fascinating to check back with you in a year and see how things are going.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So Cuck My Life is the podcast. It's available on all the networks, apparently. And we are grateful to have had Hopeful, Hubs, and Ozzy on the show. So thanks for joining us, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks very much. Really appreciate it.
Pleasure.
That's it for today. If you're interested in kinky relationship coaching, online domination, or if you'd like to sponsor the pod to keep it going, please visit our Patreon website at Lady Petra Playground. You can reach me via email at ladypetraplayground@gmail.com. Our music is composed and performed by Roger Ferguson, who can be found at rogerfergusonmusic.com. Till next time, cheers!